This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hey, morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show. Edwin McCain's hanging out with us. It's a McCain Monday, at least for this week. He's going to be heading back out on tour with Hootie and the Blowfish. And we'll be talking about that.
Tomorrow's Taylor Swift Tuesday.
Is it?
She's not coming in.
She ain't coming in?
Yeah.
Is she going to call in?
No. Okay. She's going to sing to you.
She's going to think about us.
All right.
Doubt it.
We'll play Taylor Swift songs.
I wish she'd sing one of my songs.
Boy, it'd be good. All right. Going to be partly cloudy. High of 67. Let's talk about how AI is changing the world. We'll go with teachers and kids in just a second. But I know, how about in the writing? Like, I know you've written most of your songs.
I went to one of those AI sites that writes songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, write a David Bowie song. And I was shocked.
Yes.
At how close.
Good it was.
And I went, when it first came out,
uh-huh.
I did it. And I was like, it's a little wonky.
Yeah.
And then I went last week and did it.
The 4.0.
Ooh, it has gotten good.
Now, what if, did you ever go, say, hey, write an Edwin McCain song?
Yeah, but it doesn't, AI's not really that interested.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, it doesn't know about us either, Edwin.
All the blood, sweat, and tears you poured out into all your great songs that you've sung over the years. And then you got now this AI challenge going on where there's like some kid that's 14 is like, hey, I'm going to write this AI song and make a million.
I don't know, man. I think I've crossed over into that part of my life where this world isn't really for me anymore. And I just shake my fist at it. And
yeah.
Go, hey, get off my lawn.
You don't understand.
Well, let's talk about the kids and the teachers. About 11% of high school and college papers have some AI writing in them, according to Plagiarism Detection Services. 200 million papers from high school and college students were examined, and they found it in 11% of the papers.
Yeah, and you know what they do is they get the AI to write the paper, and then they send the whole paper through Google Translate through a different language, and then retranslate it, and it's like it launders the AI out of it.
Really?
And then they turn it in. Oh, yeah, dude. Are you kidding me?
Hey, that's harder than actually writing the paper in the first place.
Hey, listen, what we're teaching them to do is solve problems. And by the way, like, this is the world they live in, right? So, and they're going to have jobs that don't exist right now, right? That's the part. Like, you start telling your kids what to do, but they're going to, literally, they're going to do a job that doesn't actually exist right this second.
And here's the analogy that's exactly right. When I was a kid, teachers told us, you can't use your calculator because you're not going to have a calculator all the time.
Yeah, you are.
No, we're going to have a computer in our hands.
Yeah.
So
an
when
AI
we tell
assistant.
Our kids not to use AI, they might as well because they're good. For them, that's going to be our phone.
Yeah, right? Well, and they were saying the other day we Google like 40 things a day to figure out what's going on.
Well, no, I explain when I ask my kids a question and they look at me like, dude, you're holding your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you asking me this?
We like, do that here. Someone will ask something. Will be like, God, if only there was a place on the internet that could answer that.
Yeah. Well, 20% of the content was AI generated. In some papers, AI wrote up to 80% of what they detected.
80? Why would you waste your time with the other 20?
Yeah,
I mean just seriously. Turn it in and be done. Yeah. Well, I get a kick too. My kid says that some of his teachers will tell them not to use AI. But then the assignment will have the little AI thing underneath it.
Yeah, it came off AI.
Yeah. Like, you may not be able to trust this completely.
And this is where the teachers come in. 23% of teachers also use AI.
Yep.
Which means they say we may have entered a loophole here because AI grades papers written by AI now. So yeah. It's like AI is doing it all.
Yeah, that's not a loophole. Yeah. That's like a terminal circle.
That would be a feedback loop.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's when the microphone goes.
But teachers are using AI as well as the kids are.
Sure they are. I mean, why not? Yeah. Here's the bad thing. They won't need teachers much longer because they'll have AI teach kids. But they're also going to not need DJs because they'll have AI to do morning shows. It'll be better than us.
Yeah, but they're not going to take left turns like Hawk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, press the wrong buttons.
Yeah. Mispronouncing the time.
Leave the microphones on.
They can't replace me. I'm too bad at this job to replace me.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It's 8:31. Edwin McCain's hanging out with us, talking about his tour coming up here soon, and we'll give you more information about that.
So I've been doing a little shopping around. My daughter, Sam, is turning 16 soon, and so we're trying to get a car for her. And one thing I've noticed is that you pretty much have a choice. If you online look at cars, white, black, or silver.
Mm-hmm.
The colors are not in style for the older cars right now. They were just black and white. And there's a thing going around right now about SUV moms.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, you're either a white car SUV mom or a black car SUV mom. And there's a big difference between the two.
I see that in car line.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently, white car SUV moms have their act together and are very concerned about their looks.
Okay.
Whereas the black car SUV moms are a hot mess and they're just winging it.
Wow. Tom said that, y'all.
I'm not saying it. I'm telling you what this trend is right now. So on TikTok and all over. And apparently a lot of people swear this is true. Now, Tori, what color vehicle or SUV do you drive?
Oh, it's black, and I'm hanging on by prayer.
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
Now, I've never thought about this before, but it is kind of funny to think that this would actually be like a thing.
Yeah.
But I guess, they always say the color vehicle you choose says something about you, and they don't have anything for the other colors here, but it's interesting. It would be kind of cool to know what the other colors do, too.
I will say I do have a friend who's a mom, and she's pretty organized, and she's a black SUV.
Okay, so that kind of blows.
She's more organized than anybody I've ever seen.
It's an illusion, though, because white cars look cleaner when they're not. They're not.
Right.
My first Mustang was a white one, and you could let it get filthy, and from 5 feet away, it looked pretty clean.
And if it's any consolation, I wanted a white SUV, but they didn't have any. So then I was like, why even try in life? So
That's all it took to send you over the edge.
It wasn't much.
You are really just hanging on, aren't you?
She's been working with us too long.
Jesus, take the wheel.
So does this work for single guys? Because I have a black SUV.
No, you're the opposite. You're very organized.
No, not as much as I used to be.
When you took kids, did you take kids to school? Were you in car line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so I'm blasting the 80s songs and singing at the top of my lungs, just embarrassing them to death, like singing Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody.
Did Christy do some of the carpooling for the kids?
Oh, yeah. They would beg her to take them.
Yeah, I can see why just now.
Did you have the SUV?
I would take them in my truck.
In your pickup?
With my dog hanging out on the side, slobber everywhere.
Okay.
I actually took them to school.
towing a trailer with a mini excavator on the back,
oh, yeah,
making it through the line because I had a job to do. And they were like, Dad, yeah, this is awful.
Let us walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us out a block away.
It was not good.
Yeah, the teacher's directing traffic. And, oh, here's it.
Here, there, here's he goes Edwin again.
Oh, my. It was like, you want me to clear out this car line for you? I got an excavator right here.
I didn't know what to do. I was like, this is what we're doing today.
Yeah. Well, Hawk, I know you've been in car line more than a few times. What's your experience?
Well, I see both, but yeah, I don't want to be one to judge because I go to a Christian school.
I've been in those car lines at Southside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't judge there.
No. Saber.
There you go.
Maybe if you're listening right now, maybe call us or text us. Let us know.
If you know.
Because I'd be curious to know if other people agree with this or not.
Well, it's like the white SUV is the Stanley Cup mom, according to this. And
really?
The black SUV is like the messy bun and PJ's mom.
Oh.
And there ain't nothing wrong with either version of that. You get them kids to school however you need to.
Right. Yeah, a lot of times the moms don't get out of the car at all.
Take that diaper off your head, put it back on to your sister.
But you know, you don't see any of the SUVs. You don't see any red ones. You don't really see any blue ones.
Not as much.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
They did briefly come out with those pastel colors. I think they still do that a little now.
You don't see any burnt umber ones?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
You've been dying to say burnt umber for like a month. That's what my favorite. Set this whole thing up, didn't you?
No, Tom brought this one up.
My favorite color of a crayon was burnt umber from way back.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just sounds gross.
Mine was cantaloupe orange.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You got any more you want to throw out there
no,
while we're talking about colors?
I do not.
Okay.
I can go with the sky blue if you want to. That's an easy one.
I always like bittersweet.
I saw a thing of yarn the other day that was goose poop green.
Oh. No, it was
I bought
not.
It because it was pretty.
I was thinking poop puke green, but goose poop's worse.
Goose poop. It was very specific.
You got UPS brown. You can do that one.
What are you making with that yarn?
I'm going to make you a nice little scarf.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a bird followed you. He's like, you got a parrot up there? You a pirate? What's going on?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hey, morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show. We are having a hoot this morning. It is 8:46 now. It's a McCain Monday. Edwin McCain's hanging out with us this morning. It's going to kind of tie in with what Tom was talking about. So they surveyed women, and they asked, what is the ultimate status symbol? So 46% of the women say it's a beautiful house. That's the ultimate status symbol, having a beautiful house.
Okay.
Number one answer, which is kind of interesting, I thought.
Makes sense. I mean, if you go and believe all the evolution / primate stuff, men were out there hunting and fighting for food, and women wanted someone who would provide for their offspring.
Yeah.
So a beautiful house is a sign that they've gotten a good provider for the family.
Okay.
And their offspring will be well taken care of.
Right. Car was number two. Okay. And then number three, very interesting, 29% of women say a successful husband or boyfriend in their job is the ultimate status symbol.
And again, what I was just saying.
Yeah.
But there, of course, now it's a little bit more where the women are okay with being that themselves, too.
Yeah, I agree.
But I still think somewhere deep down inside us, there is this tendency for that to happen where that's what, for so many millions of years, the way it works.
Well, you evaluate your job and stuff. And one of my favorite stories, and I tell this one over and over, Edwin, about you, because, I mean, obviously you've toured all over the world. You've sang at some of the most amazing places.
Are you as worried about where he's going with this as I am?
I'm good.
No, continue. So far you're good.
Continue.
But I think about, your wife, Christy. And, she has seen you sing now, over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an unusual job. It's like, it's not one, she's got to be proud of you. But
poor woman.
Yeah. what's so interesting is the story you say about when you were practicing for that show.
Yeah, I was singing at a wedding. And I had been practicing some Bryan Adams song, 40 times in a row.
Yeah.
And she was in the tub, and I'm in the bathroom singing into the mirror after the 40th time of singing this Bryan Adams song.
Just trying to remember all the words and stuff.
You know, there's probably hundreds of women that would love to be in my situation right now. And I was like, yeah, but you're not one of them, are you?
But I know she's proud of you.
She has no other choice.
I love that story.
I think that's a sad reality about marriage is that they find out all your flaws over time, and that cool projection that you gave them when you met starts to like strip away, and then they find out what you really are. You go out and you meet someone else and you got that fresh start, you can look like a cool person again. And so it's, you know, it gets tough at home whenever you're just constantly reminded what a buffoon you are.
And you're trying to remind the kids and your wife that you're a funny guy and you're on the radio all the time.
You have a problem with that?
My poor father-in-law, I pulled up to pick my wife up on her first date in a borrowed Porsche 911 that was canary yellow.
Oh, nice.
I was wearing a purple satin shirt with rings and a necklace and my hair down to my butt. And he should have just opened the front door and shot me with a shotgun. Like, seriously, that poor man looked out the window and saw that.
That's
pull
funny.
Up into his yard.
So, a beautiful house, number one status symbol for ladies. A car, and then the boyfriend or husband's job or even their job was mentioned. And then they say clothes, shoes, and purse.
What about the engagement ring or wedding ring?
That was not mentioned on
there. That's because that's, I think, for a lot of women, they like to flash that diamond.
Yeah. So clothes, shoes, and purse. I guess that could probably be kind of.
I guess. I thought it would have been mentioned specifically.
And then friends and or quality of friends. Do you like look at, and I'm kind of curious, like does Christy's look at you and your friends that you have, and is there one that she just doesn't care for?
More than one, I bet.
There was only one person, like, she had, like, a chemical reaction. Yeah. And it was funny, because every time we would ever be together, they would just start fighting like cats and dogs. It was amazing. Oh. So it was only one, and he's a lovely person. We're friends, but I just got to keep them separated.
You know, actually, when Hawk and I were single and roommates, he had one girlfriend that was like that. She and I were like oil and water. I'd come out in my underwear just because I could.
Yeah.
Like, it's my apartment, too. Yeah. What you going to do about it?
It was so weird. Like, why wouldn't he put on pants?
Because she's always telling me what to do in the apartment. And I was like, you don't pay rent here.
Ooh. And then finally they say status symbol is your kid's success. They're proud of their kids and what they have accomplished.
I think all parents, men or women, feel that way.
Well, this is mainly for the women, though. And you see the stickers on their car, too. Like, you know, my kid, they are like an honor student or something.
My kid beat up your honor student.
My kid plays lacrosse at Green Bay.
We'll talk about that, okay? Again, coming up here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Monday here on the Hawk and Tom Show. It's a McCain Monday for us because Edwin McCain's hanging out with us here on the Hawk and Tom Show. He's about to go tour with the Hootie and the Blowfish.
It's also Earth Day. Let's talk about that for a minute here. Yeah. They say the first Earth Day was observed in 1970. That's almost 55 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it asks people whether things have improved or gotten worse. And it depends on who you ask. 70% of Americans say pollution has increased. 11% say stayed the same. And 8% think it's decreased. Also, when it comes to global temperatures, 63% of people think they've increased, 20% say they have stayed the same, and 3% say they've decreased. However, depends on who you ask. Gen Z and millennials are more concerned things are worse. The Gen X, not so worried, and boomers are the ones most likely to say things are probably better than when they were kids, which is probably true from compared to then.
How so?
Well, back then they were burning leaded gas everything, and there was no environmental protection.
World wars and
nuclear bombs about to go off, which is cool again now. But
I remember my dad or grandpa had to go through those places where they had the catalytic converters.
Okay.
And they had to make sure those were quality.
That was in the 80s.
Yeah.
You had to make sure you weren't, like, spitting out a bunch of carbon monoxide.
Was Cadillac the only brand that had them?
Or yes.
Was Cadillac converters.
I always thought that too, Kato.
So here's the thing. They try to say that the boomers don't care about the world they live behind for their children. But that's not the case. The boomers say, no, we've lived through the end of the world 5 or 6 times now, and we don't believe it.
Right.
Because for them, in the 70s, they were told that gas was going to run out in the next 10 years. Right. Gasoline, which it didn't actually run out. In fact, we still have it in plenty of quantities right now. So that was something the scientists told them for sure back whenever in the 70s was that we wouldn't have enough gas.
Well, you got the turn of the century, too. We thought everything was going to crash. All the
Y2K.
Y2K.
But there's more of these that are like the man-made and ruin the world. They also thought the ozone layer was going to be gone and we would all be burnt by the sun because of hairspray.
All that hairspray in the 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. they were also told that there was, back when they were younger, it was going to be another ice age that was going to ruin the world. They hadn't had global warming yet. Another thing they were told is the population bomb, that there was no way, scientists assured them, there was no way to feed more than 5 billion people on this planet, and there would be mass starvation, and that they should start punishing countries that didn't limit birth control. That turned out not to be true either, because they didn't bet on the technology advancements that human beings can make, allowing us to feed more people per acre than ever before.
Well, and I make sure to do my part by getting most of my Amazon packages shipped in the same day.
Yeah, so, the same box.
Multiple boxes sometimes.
No, you can do it where they come into one box and you wait a couple days.
I'm doing that.
Also, it's important to note that in 1990, the United Nations told us all that we had 10 years to save the world from global warming, at which point it would be irreversible and many countries would suffer huge amounts of death and famine, which they've added that every 10 years. They've just added 10 more years to it. So from a boomer's point of view, they're not leaving behind a wasted planet to a bunch of kids. They're leaving behind a bunch of liars about climate crises to their kids.
So the boomers just feel like it's like crying wolf in that nursery rhyme.
And some of the Gen X, too, because they've been through enough of this. But, you know, if you're 20 or 30, you haven't been through 10 of these, and you really believe the one that's being told to you.
Well, honestly, I mean, you even think about, and this is not so much with recycling and all that stuff or pollution, but COVID.
Throw that in there along with all those other lies.
That was going to wipe us all out.
Yeah. Well, they got a million of us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was a crazy time.
But, they've got all these other things, too. Now the latest thing, if you remember recently, we were supposed to get rid of our gas stovetops.
We are?
And, you didn't know that?
No.
Biden pretty much said that they don't want us to have those.
Well, they cook better than the electric.
They're global warming, bro. And then also you got your air conditioners.
My eggs on the sidewalk in.
You got air conditioners that you have to pay like $10,000 for something that would have been $2,500 10 years ago because of the new refrigerant rules.
This is stressing me out. Can I go back to shopping?
Yeah, go ahead, Tori.
Edwin was helping me pick out a dress earlier. I think we decided on the green one.
What?
Is that the one you liked?
Mm-hmm. Edwin's over there. I wonder what y'all were doing. I'm like, he's looking over your shoulder.
I got a wedding this weekend, and I was looking, and he goes, hey, psst, the green one. Like, all right.
This is more interesting than Earth Day.
So. Well, here's the last one for you to worry about.
At least you picked out a green one off for Earth Day.
Yeah. A study is now showing that they need to put AI into showers so that we'll have a screen that's challenging us to beat the clock so we don't take as many warm showers or stay in as long, which Edwin earlier mentioned that that's where a large percentage of our carbon goes to is to heating water.
That's teenagers.
And where are they doing this?
In the United States.
I mean, like you said, hotels?
They're starting in hotels.
Well, good. No. I don't like that because that's when I do take a long shower.
I was about to say, that's exactly when I take the longest shower.
So is it going to like turn the shower off? Like you turn the timer on and you got to turn the shower off?
So far, they're not going to do that yet. They're just trying to make you feel guilty, but who knows? At some point, you may stay at a hotel where the water shuts off.
You had your shampoo halfway through your hair and the water turns off? That would be horrible.
I love staying in hotels because normally the shower is way better than mine.
Yes, it is. Hotter, more pressure.
But what just gets me is when I get in it and the water just barely spits out. I'm like, oh gosh, mine's better than this.
Also, they're going to have like a flush quota. Like you can only flush four times a day. That would not be funny.
No, Hawk's just making that
like
one up.
All hippie creed, you know. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah. Gross. Seen that bumper sticker. You and Edwin, y'all stop hanging out with each other. Honestly. How old are y'all?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It's McCain Monday. He's hanging out with us before he heads off on tour across the United States.
So this is not going to be political at all, but I am going to talk about political people. There is a trial going on with Donald Trump right now.
Really?
And it's pretty big news.
Who knew?
But the more interesting part of the trial to me is a new rumor that is going around about President Trump and the courtroom. I don't know if you've heard this or not.
Okay.
The rumor is that he has very bad intestinal problems, and he is literally gassing his own lawyers to the point that they are uncomfortable. This has not been proven true, but there's been a lot of talk about the fact that someone in that courtroom has got a problem and a lot of fingers are pointing at him.
SBD.
So I couldn't help but laugh at this because I'm a pretty gassy person myself. But unfortunately, and from my point of view, rarely do I run people out of the room. It tends to be it's loud, but not deadly.
It's loud, and you keep eye contact while you're doing it.
He does
and
that.
Then follows it up with, man, you can't even smell it. What's the point?
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, why even have gas if it doesn't smell bad?
Well, okay. You have IBS problems, too.
Like I do.
Every day, my guts yesterday, he'll come in and he'll be talking about his day. And he'll send pictures sometimes, Edwin, if he's like, I'm running late and here's why.
Mm-hmm. That was the first conversation he had this morning.
Yeah.
It was. I had a bad night last night.
Yeah.
I had one of those little heating pads.
That's enough, Tom.
I had it on my belly because the cramps were so bad.
But with Donald Trump here, I'm like, if no one really can tell where it's coming from and no noise there, the SBD is Silent McDonald is what it stands for.
I'd love to hear the judge odor in this court.
But yeah. that would be, I feel like Silent But Deadly could be one of the most fun things in the world. If you could get away with it, it's almost like a superpower.
You can if you're in a crowd.
If you ever see like band members on stage and they run and jump up on the keyboard stand and it looks like they're rocking with the other band member, or they jump up on the drums, the drum riser, and looks like they're rocking with the drummer. That's not what's happening.
Are they bombing their pen?
It's a crop dusting.
Oh my God.
You're getting crop dusted. All your favorite bands, you see them running around, can go to somebody else's area and rock with them for a minute. That's not what's happening.
That's funny. Like when the bass player goes up to the lead guitarist and they got their backs together and they're sitting there playing.
That is a duel, my friend.
And the bass player's got a big smile on his face.
That's exactly what happened.
I got you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
You just ruined Lady Gaga for me because she did that a lot at her last concert.
Yes, she did. Oh, and another tour trick is when you're on the road and you have to go to the bathroom and the truck stop, and it's, you like to have a little privacy. So what I do is I go in the stall and I start crying really loud, audibly, and nothing will empty a trucker bathroom faster than the sound of men's tears.
Yeah. You were telling us, though, like when y'all are on stage, you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you're going to hold it.
And you don't do the extended version. You're like, you know, I was going to sing another verse of this. I'm going to cut it short.
Thank you. Good encore. Night.
Why did anyone not do an encore tonight?
Maybe that's why y'all do encores. You need that little break in between. So we're like, we're pumping them up. And you're 100%. Like, just give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Do you unload the bladder before you go out on stage?
It's become so Pavlovian. 5 minutes before showtime,
yeah,
I got to pee.
Okay.
Every time.
Yeah.
That's right. Good.
Okay. It's called a nervous bladder.
It's a nervous bladder.
It sounds like a rational bladder to me because it's a good idea.
But you don't do like coffee and stuff right before the show or any beer or anything like that?
No,
because it'll make you go more.
I used to literally roll out of my bunk 5 minutes before showtime, drink a Red Bull, and hit the stage.
Wow. Go potty first.
And you know what? They sweat a lot too, so you probably don't have to pee as much.
Well, I don't move around a lot.
Well, okay, back then you're used to sweating.
No, I mean, honestly, it's like I was kind of funny because we play with a lot of like the 80s rock bands and they still run around on stage. I'm like, I'm glad I didn't set this precedent. I would say we loiter on stage. Like,
just
we're not
hang out.
Yeah.
How about like upset stomach? And I don't want to get disgusting here, but you go like throw up or anything. Have you ever had to do that?
We've all had the flu.
Oh, wow.
And been on stage with like,
how do you sing?
Buckets strategically placed around the stage and then with strict instructions to the lighting guy. Blackout after every song just in case somebody needs to go.
Ralph.
Yeah, because the show is going on.
Jeez.
Well, what's interesting, though, is when you're sick and you're playing shows, like, for the time you're on stage, you remarkably will feel better.
Interesting.
While you're out there.
Yeah.
Getting the show done, but then as soon as you walk off stage, it's
brutal. My goodness.
Well, I've wondered that a lot with like Taylor's concert because her Eras Tour is 3 hours long and it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I know. I never understand how people can. I'd be like, I'll be right back.
Well, it's kind of like the drum solo. When the drum solo, it's like all the guys walk off and all of a sudden the drummer's going to play for about 15 minutes.
And a lot of bands have dancers.
Yeah.
So a lot of times the dancers that get out there and dance, they'll shoot off backstage to.
And she has a lot of like costume changes and all that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
she's back there a lot.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I paid $1,000 for my daughter for the ticket alone. I guess Taylor earned it.
That she's generating tons of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like cities are experiencing, like, I think they said Nashville, like just her concerts in Nashville,
yeah,
it brought $4 or $5 million to the local economy.
Wow. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, Tay-Tay.
Well, I'm doing my part for St. Louis, Missouri, I think. Because that's the one my daughter's got a ticket to.
It's always fun to have you on. So every time I see him go back-to-back now with those solos, I'm going to know what's going on or jumping up on those drums.
I'm going to get fined by the Musicians Union. I
can't wait till my next concert.
Yeah.
I got to go see what's coming up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, good morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show. It is 9:41 on a McCain Monday. Edwin McCain's hanging out with us before he heads off on tour with Hootie and Blowfish coming up here in the next few weeks.
It's going to be a fun tour, too, because we were just talking about some stuff off air that we can't talk about on air, but they have a good time.
Well, matter of fact, I wanted to bring that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought we couldn't.
No, I want to talk about parenting, okay? And we were talking about kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, not really.
All right, this is totally different then. Fighting in front of your kids. Yeah. Now, you guys were talking about some discipline type stuff
right.
with kids and stuff, and teenagers as well. But do you fight or have you ever fought in front of the kids? Because
you mean with our wives?
With your wives,
okay.
Yeah. They say fighting, psychologists agree that it may be a valuable lesson for your kids to see how to actually walk through differences in your life.
Then I've done a great job.
Okay.
Because my wife and I have many arguments in front of the kids.
You do?
Yeah, but okay. I mean, we get over them and we figure it out and then we manage it so they know that that's okay to get into an argument with a wife.
Yeah.
But I like the way y'all do it. You don't yell,
we don't call each other names or anything for sure.
Right,
sometimes
she
might yell at me.
Okay.
But yes, we never do anything lastingly painful to each other.
Well, the only painful thing I think you do to the kids is you make them watch you guys make out when they're...
That was a punishment when they were younger. I would be like, if you don't get that, I'm going to put my tongue in your mom's mouth. And then we would like lick each other's tongues outside of our mouths. And the kids would be like, stop, we'll stop now, Dad, quit.
Y'all are just gross.
Oh. It worked, though. It's a very good form of discipline.
I have no information that psychologists about that situation.
Oh, you can ask my kids psychologists.
So, you know, there's things you're not supposed to fight about, though, in front of your kids.
Okay.
And this is the top things they say, never fight about the kids in front of the kids.
True. You should probably do that behind closed doors.
Yeah, when parents fight about a child, the child is likely to feel responsible for the argument. So we started this argument for mommy and daddy.
I was just more worried about, like, you undercut each other sometimes. You'll be like, you were too hard on him, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to have that in front of the kids. You need to have a combined presence in front of the kids, except when you are undermining her on purpose.
Okay.
And then you tell them not to tell her.
I was doing a pretty good job until Tiller came along and my daughter. Well, because I have no disciplinary role in her life.
With you. My daughter has got me wrapped.
Yeah, I just do whatever she says.
So me too.
And Chrissy will be like, I told her no. I was like, well, I told her yes. So.
What are we going to do about this?
I even told her yes after I heard you tell her no.
Yeah.
No, honestly, we've been really lucky. I love my wife, and she and I have been in lockstep on parenting. And that is
major.
Gift.
Blessing, sure. Yes. Yeah.
Another thing you should not fight about the in-laws, they say. Kids feel strongly about their relatives, and hearing unkind words about them hurts. So, you know, you might be talking about her parents, or she's talking about your parents.
No.
So lucky with the in-laws. I have the best in-laws. I mean, it's totally, and I'm not saying that just because they're in Greenville and I'm on the radio.
Can I borrow them?
No, they're just like, honestly, I won the lottery with the in-laws.
Yeah. So when you're talking about not talking bad about their grandparents,
right? Yeah.
My wife is the one that does it about her parents.
Oh,
so I'm gonna have to tell her to quit that.
That old battle axe is your grandmother.
And you know, my daughter she comes back to stuff. She goes, your mom. I'm like, you're talking about granny.
Oh, wow.
But then I'll say to them, I'll say, your mom. And then my wife gets mad.
Okay. Another thing they say that parents should not fight about in front of the kids, money. Fights about money often escalates into some very heated battles. So, the kids.
Bought that purse.
Yeah. The kids may fear poverty or maybe homelessness because don't have enough to pay the bills this month.
If they're young, maybe. But I mean, I argue about money in front of my wife with the kids, or in front of the kids with my wife. I mean, especially when I feel like everyone's spending too much and we can't pay for it.
Yeah. Let them know you don't have enough to get everything.
Exactly.
You want.
Yeah. And then finally, they say romance. Any romance department stuff needs to be off the table.
Tom.
Guess I did blow that.
Yes, you did blow that, Tom.
I mean, we used it as a weapon.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder my kids don't have date warped, anybody man. Now.
they're all terrified you're going to make them a sibling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come upstairs, kids.
That's just wrong.
I will say, I have a friend who giggles when he tries to have the talk with his son. He cannot even have the talk without giggling.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who's like, let me draw you some pictures here. Hold on. Let's go on the internet. I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm not real good at keeping that clean. And
I took my son turkey hunting, and about halfway through, this was for the talk, you know, and he goes, wait a second. So, Dad, so what's happening is we make girl turkey sounds, and then a boy turkey thinks it's a girl turkey over here and comes over here, and then we blow his head off. And I was like, yeah, and that's a pretty good metaphor for life.
That's great.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.